Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially we had a chance to bring back our good friend Ruth King. You remember what I said in the beginning of the hour, ladies and gentlemen? She's a genius. She's at what she does, helping companies like yours and mine make sure that we have the maximum opportunity to be profitable, that we stay cash positive. And if you're having any issues at all and you're not following Ruth, then you've got a death wish. Ruth King, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, for having me back. I appreciate
it. CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com, author of all the books that you should care about, The Ugly Truth About Managing People, also The Ugly Truth About Small Business, and The Courage, the most important one, The Courage to Be Profitable. Ruth, thanks again for being here. Okay, so you just told me something off the air that I didn't know. I knew that if you have a credit card other than, say, American Express, you have MasterCard or Visa, that you would probably have a spending limit on any given day. They put that on there. You earn that, or you ask them to. You can ask your bank to raise it or lower it, depending on whether. And they put that limit on the card so that if somebody steals your number, they can't spend too much. That's one of the main things that they do it for. But I never heard of a limit on taking money from a customer. What's this all about?
I hadn't either, and I had breakfast with a colleague this weekend, and she works with a lot of major corporations, and one of them wanted to pay her fee for her products and services by credit card. And this fee was north of $5,000, so let's just say it's there. And her limit that she could take per day was $2,000 with her credit card company.
Wow.
Or else they have to have a PayPal account. Now, what major corporation has a PayPal account?
None,
exactly. So she's stuck between a rock and a hard place. I didn't know.
All she's got, well, of course, I never heard of having a limit on taking money. I knew there's a limit on getting money. I mean, I would have thought you could get all you wanted, but now all she would have had to have done, I think, would have been to call her bank and say, "I'm expecting some money in. Can you raise that?" And they would have done it for her, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Why would they not have done it? Because one of the reasons why they hold your limit on some of these is if you have, based on your credit worthiness,
yeah.
You know, they may let you have $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000 or whatever limit. And if you need to have it raised for a temporary, a lot of times they'll do that, especially if they know you've been paying current and everything. But I never heard of not. So, you know, I know a lot of companies out there, retail companies, wholesale companies, who take money. Then and I know wholesale companies where the customer, the big corporate customer, the plant, gives their people credit cards and they go buy, you know, truckloads of stuff.
Yeah, I agree. So, but there have been cases for me over the years when I've done like a $15,000 thing where they've requested a signature because that's not normal for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, normal for me, you know, I could have done that fee that they paid her. But, like, you know, occasionally we have really, really big things that they want to pay by credit card, and they do request a letter saying that. But, I mean, we're talking 15, 20 grand. I mean, which is
so,
not
so. So as it turns out, she basically got it. Did she get embarrassed with this company then? Because did it make her look small time?
It did. And so I'm not sure where it's going to go, quite frankly, because she's got to. They just asked this week, and she couldn't do it, so I'm not sure where it's going to end up. But the thing that reminds me of is that, okay, check with your credit card company. Maybe you have a $2,000 limit. I don't know, and you probably don't know either.
Well, I'm going to ask about. Well, for one thing, I don't think we do because we've done this before. But
yeah.
One thing to think about is, you know, there are other ways. She could have said, well, could I give you my routing information? If you're
yeah.
if you're working with corporate America and you don't have the routing information for a direct wire transfer, if you don't have that tattooed on the palm of your hand, you're making a mistake. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Because most most companies, I mean, increasingly corporations are wanting to wire you the money instead of mailing you a check.
Yeah, I would
plus
agree.
The fact that you get
totally
it,
agree.
You get it quicker.
Yep.
Right?
You get it quicker and it's safer than a check.
Yeah. So more of them would rather do that. And once you do it once, it's you know, it becomes a lot easier. It's not as big a deal after that. And so I would rather, if it were me, I would rather wire it, have it wired. In fact, most corporations that I deal with will wire it. They won't actually want to put it on a credit card.
Yeah. I don't know. This is what happened.
Interesting.
So.
Very interesting. All right, so folks, check it out. If that's how you get paid, make sure you know what if there is a limit, and make sure it serves you. So good report there, Ruth. Ruth's going to have some other things for us to pay attention to after these messages. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.